This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a literal silver bullet to slay the globalist werewolf, the globalist gargoyle. I'm about to lay out the silver bullet. If you think GameStop has brought the corrupt Wall Street hyenas to their knees, wait until you hear about this.
Wall Street screws over the little guy routinely on a daily basis, And then when they screw up big time, guess what? We're too big to fail, and the little guy bails them out. We've seen it happen again and again, and it's maddening.
We are seeing a phenomenon that I have never seen. And that is the phenomena of the Wall Street bets people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have ganged up, and arguably it's allowed by free speech purposes, to center on a few stocks. GameStop. Right now, an astounding 144% of GameStop shares have been sold short. That's far more than there is. That's not right. Its shares can't be borrowed. When you can't find shares to borrow, your broker will close out your short position, which is how something like GameStop could tack on 27% today. The thing is, this is not a regular short squeeze. We have a ton of enthusiastic young buyers in this market. They love to get behind stocks and flood all the social media sites with recommendations.
There are a lot of tears being felt throughout the business that you made your living in. And I'm curious to get your reaction to this notion of this uprising, a revolt, if you will, against the hedge fund community.
Why I did a $12 billion hedge fund implode basically overnight, because a lot of people saw that 130%, of all shares were in a short position. When you have that kind of leverage and reckless investing from, hedge funds, and people see that and take advantage of that. That's what the free market is.
All of this nonsense, all of this noise, all of this whining by Wall Street, it's making me sick. 140% of GameStop was short. I didn't hear one person on TV complaining about Wall Street trying to crush GameStop. 140% short. I told my subscribers, buy this stock, and they made a fortune.
So they created an environment of free money. We have no commissions anymore because of Robinhood. We have an administration that is spending money like drunken sailors.
Because of the power of the internet, it just shows you it levels the playing field. It really does. And it can really cause massive pain for the traditional financial structure, where they think they have the access to all the information and the monopoly on how trading goes. And look what happens when it gets reversed. It can get very ugly very fast.
I understand what's going on in the market. This is not going to end well when it ends. And the bigger question is, when does it end? I don't think it ends soon, but I think it will end, and it will end very badly for the public.
This isn't just the traditional kind of pump and dump, which I feel like a lot of people on your network are characterizing it as. I think it's a much broader socioeconomic movement, and a lot of these traders on Wall Street bets, quite frankly, don't care whether or not they make or lose money.
There are, frankly, as you know, a lot of angry customers out there and a lot of questions about what took place and the decisions that you made to limit so many of your customers' ability to buy stocks like GameStop, questions about whether you have a liquidity problem, whether you're trying to protect them from themselves, whether Citadel did this. Explain what happened today.
Hedge funds are getting smoked. Billionaires are getting smoked. So we're no longer going to let you trade on certain stocks, GMC, AMC, NOC. We're just shutting it off. You can't buy those stocks anymore. You can only sell them. We are going to crash those stocks so all our hedge fund billionaire friends can get out and not get killed. It is one of the most remarkable, illegal, shocking robberies in the history, in plain sight.
We made the decision in the morning to limit the buying of about 13 securities on our platform. So to be clear, customers could still sell those securities if they had positions in them. And they could also trade in the thousands of other securities on our platform. So it was a difficult decision, and that's what we had to do as part of normal operations.
You can't allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock and nobody says anything, crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money...
I've got some bad news. Our best-selling Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out because people understand in these stressful times, it's now more important than ever to boost your body's natural defenses. But here's the good news. Turmeric acts in very similar ways and is so good for inflammation, so good for your immune system. And we've got two great turmeric formulas. One is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that is a dried turmeric extract, 95% curcuminoid. People love it. That's selling out. But despite that, it's still discounted at InfoWars. And then also selling out this week is our liquid turmeric extract. It's called liquid turmeric extract. People really love it. It's extremely strong as well. It's selling out. And your purchase doesn't just help yourself and your body. It also funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air while they're trying to shut everybody down. So thank you all for your support. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and find so many other great items that will enrich yourself and your family's life and fund the InfoWar. God bless and good luck.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind of
allow Wall Street to short 75% of a stock, and nobody says anything, crush these companies into the dirt, and then when the individual investor makes money, everyone's up in arms. Oh, they're going to lose their shirt? Don't you think people are trading? Have they traded 80 billion shares today? People are ringing the register. I have a kid who bought a house. He made $50,000 and bought a house.
The reason the market is doing what it's doing is people are sitting at home getting checks from the government, okay? And this fair share is a bullshit concept. It's just a way of attacking wealthy people, and, you know, I think it's inappropriate. We all got to work together and pull together.
Predatory short selling is the basis of the modern stock market in the last 50 years. If you go back to what happened in 1929, it was something similar, but the banks cut off credit for 10 years to consolidate power and to take control of most of the land and businesses in the United States. So since stock markets got invented in England over 500 years ago, this has been a routine scam run by the elites to consolidate power and control. That's how the Rothschilds in 1815 bought up 98% of the stock market on pennies on the pound because they were able to get a messenger pigeons back to fast corvette boats that went across the English Channel from Europe to say that Lord Wellington had lost to Napoleon at the Battle of Waterloo. Of course, we all know that that was Napoleon's Waterloo. He really lost. But by the Rothschilds putting it out that Lord Wellington had lost, the stock market plunged, they were able to consolidate control. So what we're seeing with GameStop, AMC, and eight other stocks that these predatory hedge funds have been short-selling and targeting is the reversal of the roles. And that's why they're so upset. That's why Big Tech has joined in along with this Robinhood trading platform and these other hedge funds to try to stop trading yesterday. Now, that is insider trading. That's illegal. So now there's criminal investigations of that. There's also criminal investigations of who supposedly had the first idea to prop up this brick-and-mortar stock. So, yes, stock markets have always had a casino aspect to them. But in the 500-plus years of stock markets that started in England, they've gotten more and more and more corrupt. And so you've got valuations of companies 100-to-1, 200-to-1, what their actual earnings are. But GameStop scares the system for a much bigger reason. It is a relatively small stock, and it's already caused tens of billions of dollars of loss by these hedge funds that were planning to bankrupt it. If the people on Reddit and on Facebook and across the world ever realize what's happening with silver, and they are realizing it, it's game over for the globalists. they are trading hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times. Usually it's about 200 times the amount of paper silver that there actually is real silver in the world. And they use that to manipulate the price and hold it down anytime it starts going up, because then they can dump limited amounts of their paper silver and it creates the illusion that silver actually doesn't have value, when really silver is hundreds of times more valued than what it really is. You understand? It's a real, tangible commodity that's used in construction, that's used in electronics, that's used in microchips. It's been valued for over 6,000 years. Same thing with gold. So, Max Keiser came on my show 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 years ago. I'm going to try to get him on next week. And he hammered the point that if people simply start demanding physical delivery of silver in the market with their trades, that it will bankrupt J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, all of them will go down, because the amount that they're leveraged against silver is, again, hundreds and hundreds of times bigger conservatively what GameStop is. Now, even if the public starts trying to prop up these 10 stocks, not just GameStop and not just AMC, it's game over as well for the globalists. So it shows they think they're masters of the universe, but they're just these little men behind the curtains. And as soon as people are aware of the scam of the private Federal Reserve, as soon as they're aware of the scam of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, as soon as they're aware of the scams of the Great Reset and Operation Lockstep and Event 201 of the Rockefellers and Bill Gates, it's over, ladies and gentlemen. They literally have set up these scams. They admit that this Operation Lockstep, now known as the Great Reset and Build Back Better, is meant to collapse the entire organic Main Street and small town and middle class economies and vertically integrate all of those trillions of dollars of wealth into the big mega banks that control big tech. That's why big tech has basically doubled its profits last year under the lockdown. That's why the lockdown is permanent, because they're forcing the old economy to die and forcing you into their new economy to consolidate power. And then they use the excuse of, well, it's for the environment, so that's why we've cut the energy off. That's why we're shutting down the pipelines. That's why we're shutting down the travel, because it's good for the earth. No, it's good for them to consolidate and bankrupt society in a consolidation. This is just a high-tech model of what was done in 1929 in the global crash. Again, silver is the number one target to bring down these criminals, and to expose the fact that the whole system's a fraud, because they are leveraging 100, 200, 300, sometimes 400 or 500 times more silver paper in the market to suppress the value of silver, to basically short it, and then make billions and billions of dollars every month doing it. So if that gets exposed, that they're engaged in basically fractional reserve banking manipulation of silver, it's game over. This is the Achilles heel. It's the soft underbelly. It is the kill shot. It is the target politically to expose these criminals. Stop projecting your goodness onto the globalists and on to the top firms in Wall Street. They are predatory. Wall Street in general is great. Stocks are wonderful to promote products and great companies. But the top is predatory. It's been predatory for a long time. And it's seeking to break the social contract and consolidate power where there are no little guys anymore. Well, it's time for us, the little guys, the Lilliputians, to get together and to stand up and say no to this. It is the big banks, it is Wall Street that own big tech, and they are the ones running the Great Reset. This is modern economic warfare against you and your family. And so, all's fair in love and war. This is a peaceful, nonviolent way to fight back. I suggest silver and the other 8 big stocks they've been shorting. Everybody should now get involved. I have never traded stock online. I've studied it. I know how it works. But I've stayed out of it because it's so corrupt. But now at this point, as a weapon, I myself am going to get into the stock market today to fight back against these monsters and try to prop up brick and mortar and Main Street companies to let the globalists know that we're not going to let them impoverish us and bring us into Agenda 2030 and their Great Reset. We are going to build back better by defeating them with our Great Reset against their Great Reset. That is what this is. This is the real Great Awakening, and all of you are part of it. The globalists don't want you to know how things work. They don't want you to study how the world really operates, because the insiders can only have power and control if they're like a magician and you're unaware of the rabbit trick. You're unaware of the secret compartment, the table, where he puts the hat down, reaches down, opens up the compartment and the hat in the table and pulls out the rabbit beneath. If you're a child, it seems like magic. But if you didn't know how it works, then it's all a giant fraud. Like, anybody can go look up and find out that Bill Gates and Fauci were funding coronavirus, COVID-19 chimera, gain-of-function stuff at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It was in all the big publications. And when it came out that it was so dangerous, they moved it to Wuhan. And then it got leaked out of Wuhan. That's all a fact. But Bill Gates goes on TV and says, that's a conspiracy theory, hoping you don't go look up Newsweek and the Journal of Science and the Journal of Nature and just everything else. Before this ever happened, they warned that it was dangerous and that Fauci was doing it. And so it's the same thing. If you have a knowledge of how these scams work, you can protect yourself. Now, I don't ever give financial advice, and I'm not a financial advisor. I told you, I've never invested in the stock market. This is a populist movement against the worst elements of Wall Street, these big out-of-control hedge funds. And so that's what I'm personally doing, and I think a lot of the people should do it. But don't do it with money you can't lose. That's what I'm personally doing myself. And I wouldn't do it with large amounts of money. I'm personally interested in small amounts of money just so I can be populist, just like I'll talk to somebody in the lobby that's telling me, hey, the masks are a fraud. They don't protect you. COVID's a fraud. It's all a giant power grab. They're counting all the deaths from other diseases. Because I don't just talk on the radio. I talk in the third dimension. I talk on the streets. So this is a real populist movement. It's got the system scared. Like I said, the silver thing is their Achilles heel. It's the silver bullet. And so that's what I'm doing. All right. I'll see you all live on the radio. Owen Schroyer is hosting the rest of the show today. But then I'll be back with a special Saturday show tomorrow that's going to air at 4 p.m. and the regular Sunday show, 4 p.m. as well. Only way the word gets out is you spread the word about Bandoff Video at Infowars.com/show. You've been doing it. Millions of visitors a day. We're getting past the electronic Berlin Wall. We're getting past the censors. And it's all because of you. So this is really, again, a populist team effort. So wherever you are in the world, no matter what color you are, or your religion, doesn't matter. If you love freedom, we're in this together. So God bless, good luck, and please take action.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Elizabeth Warren just jumped the shark. Elizabeth Warren has called for the arrest of private American citizens that tried to support an American company that ruthless hedge funds are trying to bankrupt. This is the new revolution. And this is the people just beginning to fight back. We are witnessing history unfold. Elizabeth Warren is a monster. She poses as a liberal of the people. She also poses as a Native American when she's not. But now she has come out. When you've got Ted Cruz, a Republican, AOC, a Democrat, saying that they need to charge the big hedge funds, they need to charge Robinhood for shutting out millions of private investors from being able to buy a stock, she has come out and said, arrest the Redditors. Arrest the people that went and decided to prop up an American stock that was being raided by the hedge funds that were putting in the short sell deals on it. This is just next level. The article's on InfoWars.com. She sent a letter to the Justice Department. She wants them arrested because they saw all these big hedge funds ganging up on this GameStop American company, and now she thinks that's illegal. She says that destabilizes the financial system. So the financial system serves the globalist, I guess. It serves these groups coming in and raiding small American companies, bankrupting Fortune 5,000 companies. And we all know it's not just a Hollywood movie with Gordon Gekko raiding that little private airline and bankrupting it. That's what this whole system is about. So now Elizabeth Warren, we know why Big Tech endorsed her, claiming she was going to break up Big Tech. No, she's not. She wants monopolies. She wants control. She works for Wall Street. She is a fraud and just an incredible liar. And this is next level corruption we're dealing with, and just incredibly dangerous. I mean, we've got Nancy Pelosi saying arrest all the Republicans, arrest members of Congress, we're all terrorists. They're saying use the CIA and FBI on us domestically for our speech. They've got big tech censoring everybody, that they've got big tech blocking Redditors from making comments about stocks now. They're trying to suppress we the people. They're trying to suppress populism, and this is now beyond communist China. And so to have her come out when everybody is against these hedge funds, everybody is against these people that go to and destroy Main Street style companies, the middle class, and then she calls for their arrest. This woman is a nightmarish thug. Let me know in the comments below what you think, but this is just next level. This woman has really shown her ass.
Wow, what a report was that, ladies and gentlemen. You know, once again, looking at what's happening in the economy, and to kind of pick up on a couple of the themes from the last couple of segments, you know, the silver issue that Alex was talking about, I'll take people back in time for those with enough gray hair to remember it. 1980, the Hunt brothers, a family out of Texas, many will remember them, made a lot of money in oil and gas, and later shocked the world in 1980 when the family and a couple of the brothers actually cornered the entire silver market in 1980. And the Hunt brothers drove the price of silver up around $40, 1979-1980 time frame. And they took delivery, just what Alex was saying. And one family did it because there really isn't that much surplus silver in the world. So it didn't take much to pump it up. And the artificial nature of paper silver, paper gold, paper, you know, wipe your rear end with it someday, right? But it'll be a little uncomfortable because it's made out of the wrong paper. But what I want to say about that is when you go back, the Hunt brothers had a lot of property here in Alaska. And for those who can see the video feed, you're getting the pictures. But there were big office buildings. There was a Hunt building. There were a bunch of vacant square blocks. I mean, whole square blocks the Hunt brothers had cornered like downtown Anchorage. And in 1980 and then shortly thereafter, when the economy here started to collapse because of oil, and then the Hunt brothers had a squeeze on both ends of their lives. They had their oil market collapsing down to 10 bucks a barrel. And then you had your real estate fortune collapsing. And then you had, because the oil states are where their real estate was, and then you had silver, kaboom, you know, it just blew up in their face and plunged. And then the calls happened and the money wasn't there and poof, the puff money poofed the wrong direction and away went the Hunt brothers' wealth. That's how it happened. It was a silver play, actually. So it doesn't take much. Alex is right. But don't do the grocery money, ladies and gentlemen. Don't play games like that. You know, there's people that are desperate. You know, you try desperate things in desperate times. Don't do that, okay? Don't do that. If you can afford it, want to play games a little bit, you know, okay. But not your grocery money, okay? And I'll say this about that. You know, a year ago, December, I'm a little over a year ago now, one of my friends and I were talking about what was going on in the market, overheated, blah, blah, blah. I said, it's going to crash. And I started shorting the market like an insurance policy, you know, put a little bit in to offset the little bit I had because I don't have much there. But like buying auto insurance, you know, you don't want to get in a crash and need a $500,000 in coverage. But hey, for a few hundred bucks, you might do it. So I did. I started shorting a short on in a really kind of weird way I never did before. And then in early January, I said, you know, to my son, I said, you know, next thing that's going to happen is a pandemic. And a couple weeks later, they started talking about it. And the market, of course, this time started plunging sometime in February because I just got back, you know, and everybody was weirding out. And then poof, it blew up, you know, and actually I did. I did okay because I had hedged the market the other way. I bet on failure. You know, it's like, okay. But there's a lot of things artificially. None of it makes sense to me anymore when I look at what's going on. You know, you think you know what's going on, and then you see this. You know, half the country is panicked because of economic collapse, but the billionaires are rolling up the express train to the bank. And now the little guy is short-circuited the short. You know, so I love it. I think it's America's way of saying, hey, hedge funds, guess what? But, you know, this can unravel a knot really fast, you know, so be aware, pay attention, don't risk the grocery money, and don't panic either into a state of fear. Be deliberate in what you do, be confident, but know if you got something in the background, you know, saying something to you like I've been saying the last few weeks, you might want to listen a little deeper and a little closer. You know, that's kind of my news catch up because I want to get back sort of where I left off. And I've got a few notes because I always have a big stack of notes that I never get to. But thinking about all of this in the world and how destabilizing that is, I get that, you know, and during the course of the week, I appreciate the correspondence that came in. I did answer a bunch of those, and I read all of those at info@earthpulse.com. And that's my communication link to the world, info@earthpulse.com. I'll take a look there. And I'd ask for volunteers, you know, to help me in Anchorage area. And then it occurs to me that virtual will work, too. In fact, that's where I don't even know how to ask the right questions. That's where I need the help. So info@earthpulse.com takes you into my world talking to me. And earthpulse.com is my website. And I always forgot to talk about it whenever I do this, and I need to remember. So you know where to go to see what else I'm up to in the world. And I'm thinking about doing a lot of things different. I'll talk a little bit about that after the break. But the main thing is we've got important messages coming up. That's how the InfoWars does all of this. And get on board and get the twofer, really, because you support the team. And those of us who volunteer, that's your way to volunteer, too. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll be right back.
We have the
Technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks for sharing your day with me, wherever you are in the world, and with the InfoWars. We all appreciate it here. And I get correspondence, and I know I took off the top of the hour last time talking about some of that, because I appreciate it, no matter how it comes. I really do, because it keeps me sharp, and criticisms I appreciate. And no worries, no worries. You know, some people were really upset that I was getting criticisms, but don't worry. I appreciate them. Truly, I do. Don't feel I took offense because I didn't, so you don't take offense either. And it's important, you know, actually, because it helps me better understand who's listening. So I really appreciate it. I don't take call-ins. That's why I hear from everyone, and then I'll work it in. Don't worry. It'll all work in. But I want to say some things where I left off last week. And I was talking about things, and I started with sort of a discussion of the garden and then what a father might feel throwing his children out of the garden, you know, and that whole evolution of what happened next, you know, in the story of what happened next. And here we are sort of in that story, actually, about creation and the physics of it. You know, I kind of weave in and out of the science a lot. And the reason I do is because this is what is kind of missing, is the bridge between the science and sort of reporting that information in a way where it's more deeply understood, because we're being played on a lot of levels. One of my areas was that everyone knows my work for the last 30 years in the mind effects and how to manipulate people, sort of the ultimate in propaganda. When you see corporations lining up with government, fascism, but it's not the old German propaganda. We're talking about getting in your head, all right, in a way that isn't the normal way. So I'm trying to break up the noise a bit to help people figure out some tools to filter out the nonsense and get us plugged back into our awareness, our consciousness. And let me give you another lie. You know, I talk about all the time about the lie of do the impossible. You know, everybody says it, even repeat it to yourself over and over again in a way that anchors it in your conscience. The thing that other people call the unconscious. You know, the part there's no un, there's no un in consciousness. Okay. Unconscious. You know, is the disconnect another lie? You see, you believe it, you keep believing it, repeating it, repeating it. You turn it off. And then anytime it talks to you, tells you something, you know, you ignore it because it's the un. This is part of the very simple sort of programming. And it's really that, ladies and gentlemen, it is programming fundamentally with everything these Nazis learned in the 30s. About how to program people, how to condition people to first, as I've said in past broadcasts, to get you to deny a truth, to just shut up, be tolerant, don't speak it out. And then eventually start repeating the thing you don't believe. And then that shuts off the consciousness and it becomes un. So think of political correctness and political speech of how that starts to do that. Now let's take that out of this context of political brainwashing. Into other kinds of brainwashing. We're going to get there. We're going to only have two segments today. But I want to get into this a bit. Because here's the other one I talk about is do the impossible. Which again tells the young, that is consciousness, to ignore everything. Because you cannot do what is impossible. You know that. Think about those words. Do the impossible. Okay, that's called an oxymoron. Because you can't do it. But we repeat it if it's the truth. In fact, most people believe that is the truth. And so they never do anything. Wow, what a short circuit. Just a couple of words, three of them. Do the impossible to turn you off. Okay? Unconscious. One word with just an un added to it to turn you off and disconnect you. Two simple concepts of disconnection. How about this one? You look at another person, you see an adversary, some other tribal member, whatever that means to you, your political party, your religious belief, your color, I don't care what it is. Whenever you start identifying by tribe, you miss something called humanity, and you miss something even deeper than that surface called the divinity within you, created in the image and likeness of God. This is the power of it, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot hate ourselves in this equation, and that's what you do when you look in the eyes of another human being, and you see the creation that is also the creation that is you. Hey, what a different way to see the world, isn't it? And think about that, where I left off last week. Here's the man hanging on the cross, nails in his hands, blood dripping from the sword that just slit his side, and he says to the guy and everyone else, forgive them, they don't know what they're doing. I'm paraphrasing slightly. But think about, could you do that? Could you do anything close to that? You think you're emulating the life of Christ? Give me a break. Okay? That would be very difficult to do for any of us, certainly. But that's what we're called to do, so that's hard. So fortunately, what we don't know and we can't do, we're forgiven up front, because that's what that was saying, right? They didn't know what they were doing. Let it go. But if you know what you're doing, now you're culpable. Now it's not letting go until you do what you need to do to fix it. Now, here's what I want to say about that. Another lie, and I know this will make a lot of people really uncomfortable, and I don't mean to do that, but I have to say it because it's here on my heart, and I got to say it. There's so many people in various denominations, religious organizations of every kind and color and stripe and every type, sitting there right now, who decided to say yes when they really didn't know. But they thought if they say certain words in a certain way or do a certain ceremony, like when I was young and they wanted me to become a Catholic and say that I believed in God at a time when I didn't. To begin, and then they talked to me, and I said this in an earlier broadcast about at that point of confirmation when I said, no, I can't say that. But they give you all the propaganda. Don't worry, you know, all through this training. If you don't believe, just, you know, back out of the equation. But, you know, the pressure's on, so no one ever does. Well, I did. I backed out of that equation because I couldn't say that with integrity as a 12-year-old. And I had integrity as a 12-year-old, and I wasn't going to. So the priest took me outside, and I mentioned this before, and he said, hey, you know, let's talk about this. We were talking quite a while, and he said, you have to have faith sometimes. And as a 12-year-old, now that's kind of a small word, but has big meaning. I didn't know that meaning deeply enough to have that. So I asked the priest, you know, I thought a priest ought to know faith. He's in the faith business. And for 20 minutes, he stammered around trying to explain why I should deny truth and call that faith. Not a good idea. So what I did is I assured him that I would sincerely keep looking for the truth of God, but it wasn't in that place, and he couldn't explain, and he's wearing the uniform. So I left. But this is what I say, and I've said it before. Search for love as a noun, or search for God, and either one, you'll find the other, because that's how God identifies himself within the earth, as love. And it can be a verb, too, in the earth, okay? It can be a verb and a noun, as somebody pointed out to me this week, and that's very, very true. In fact, that's what makes it so interesting in terms of what you can do through that porthole into the world as we see each other from that view as created in the image and likeness. We begin to behave differently. We begin to pull that out of them even if they don't see it. By treating them that way, and even if they don't see it, they have to respond to the stronger field, and love in fact is in every single instant the overwhelming field that calms, that relaxes, that sends us back into the place of our core, our beginning, the purest form of who we are, created in the likeness and image of God. And what is that? Love as a noun and love as a verb. And we can express it differently in everything we do by just having a different way of seeing the world. And I want to get more into that because I want to give some specific tools, simple ones that every single one of us can do, as I have in past broadcasts, and look in those past broadcasts. This is Nick Begich, and I'm coming to you from Anchorage, Alaska. We'll be right back after these messages.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks again for sharing your Friday afternoon or whatever time it is in the world where you are. It's just before noon here in mine. And I was going to say something before the break, before I get into the tools and wrap it up for the day. But I want to talk about lying to God, all right? Because here's what happens often to Catholics and others in various faiths. At this point of confirmation or the point of acceptance or whatever the rules are within your religious faith, often it's when you're really young and you're asked to say things that maybe you're not truly there, you know, and you do. Or maybe you're older and you say, well, if I just say this enough, maybe it'll happen and I'll believe it. But you still have a mustard seed of doubt. And I would say a mustard seed of doubt equals a mustard seed of faith. It'll kill it, you know, kill on a bet on arrival. And so here's again how something is spun into a lie. And I really want to and I don't want to be heavy on anyone's hearts. I have the answer, and I want to give that really quickly and then get back into the explanation. Firstly, if you're one of those people that have just parroted all those words, whatever they are, within your faith, and you have still that mustard seed of doubt, which will move mountains in the wrong direction if it's doubt, equals faith in the right direction if it's something else, faith. So it's like, now this is really powerful here, what I'm explaining. And so here's what I did when I was 12, and I got there, is I said, I'll continue to look. And there's a verse that says, knock and doors shall open, you know, seek and ye shall find. You know, all those things are there. And the main message in that verse is to keep looking, to be honest. Because what you don't know, you're not judged for. But when you say you know something when you don't, especially opening in the dialogue with God, it's not a good way to start the relationship. It's just not. Would you want any relationship you have on earth starting with a lie? No way. Nobody does. And I can guarantee you, neither does God, no matter what anybody told you before. This is what I'm telling you now. You can drop it on the floor in front of you or consider it. And that's all I'm asking, is that you just consider it. That if you started your relationship with a lie and you still hold any doubt whatsoever, don't worry. Just admit it. In words that you speak out loud, even in your private place, speak it out loud so the vibration goes out. And it's honest, it's pure. It's called revealing your heart. That's my version of prayer, you know. Just being honest, having integrity with yourself first. And then with whatever you think the creation is. And if you don't know, there is one that you can dial into. That's why I weave in and out of the physics a bit. Because if you're that hard on the science side, it's no worries. So was I. Believe me, it took me a long time to get to the finish line in terms of the perfection of my own faith, where I know what I know. And that's cool, you know, but everybody has to go their own path. This is the other and very important thing. Because so many are so quick to judge, particularly Christians, I have to say. And they're so quick to judge. If King Solomon were here and he were conjuring demons and doing all the stuff he did in his early part of his program, his path, yeah, people want to burn him at the stake in the parking lot of the local church, but where did he end up, you know? I mean, so don't be so quick to judge everyone's path, but be honest if you're on one. And if you've taken a slight detour by saying something that's untrue, back it up, unravel it, and then say honestly within yourself, I'm going to continue my own personal search till I know the answer. That's all you got to do. That's it. And then search for love. You'll find God there if you can't find God. But keep searching for God, too, and you'll find it. So no more parroting speeches, no more, you know, because that's like thinking that it's a bunch of magic words, for goodness sake. No, that's wrong. It's about your own personal integrity and then how you project in the world. And start your relationship and the search for God on an honest platform. And then when you find him, start it with a conversation that's honest, too. And if you don't know, knock, knock, keep knocking. And even get a little excited sometimes and try and kick a few doors in for the truth. Because it's worth it. But try to be polite and recognize, even if you're not fully there, the divinity of the other guy. And treat him with that respect. I want to talk about tools now, because I'm getting low on time. And, you know, a lot of people are locked up in the world. How many people in the listening audience actually get handwritten notes in the mail? I send them all the time. Who I mentioned every once in a while, she had like 400 of them in her box of notes. Every time I travel, I write a handwritten note and send it. And we can do that as a way to reach out. Now, we can do that with congressional and Senate leaders. Go buy. Everybody's got to buy a box of note cards. And the InfoWars store needs to get some varieties for us to start using. And then we can handwrite notes to people we care about, our friends, people we haven't reached out to, not with a phone or an email or a text or something so hollow and something so easily traceable. How about putting your heart on a piece of paper and a handwritten note? Take time so they can read it if you write like me. And make sure you do that once a week. It's such a lift for yourself And for them, you know, put a smile in a note, handwrite it, send it in the mail. I mean, can you believe it? The mail with a stamp on it. And I know this, when people get them, it's such a charge. People keep them. They hang them on refrigerators now, no matter who they come from. They used to just hang them when they were little kids. But the fact is, it's a rare thing. And touch personally, reach out, and start touching people in a positive way. If you can't smile at the cashier, at least, you know, do something. I mean, leave a note for the cashier, the one you see all the time. Leave a note. Write a card and hand it to him and say, I just appreciate what you do for me all the time. Or what, whoever that person is that never hears that message. And man, you can start to create ripples. And this is part of what I've been saying. Don't do the impossible, do the possible. Those small things add up tremendously. I do handwritten notes. It has a tremendous effect. Get your children to start doing that with people. And there's nothing like it. When I know when I receive those, think about it. Try it. It's a great one. The other thing I'll say is when you really are in your revealing state of your prayer life, something that I believe is extremely important is to speak it out. And then after you speak out whatever you're revealing, not pleading to God, God knows all your needs. Whatever you're experiencing probably has something to do with your growth or your remembering. And so any of that I dial into and reveal how you're feeling about all that and what you're thinking about those two ingredients I talk about all the time, left and right brain. What am I thinking and what am I feeling about that? That's revealing in an honest way. Do it with words that you speak out of your mouth. If you have nothing to say, then I guess keep your mouth shut. But most of us have something to say, not as a pleading. God knows all your needs. So about an understanding, help me understand what's happening in my life, what's going on. You know, ask the questions and then be quiet for just a few moments. Just settle into it for a few moments and see if you can just perceive within yourself an answer. And the more you do this, the louder that perception of that answer comes. It'll come into your mind, into your consciousness. Quit using the unword, the unconsciousness word. It turns you off. Start rethinking everything that's coming out of the mouth with emotion attached to it are the keys to creation. Very simply that. Be very respectful of what comes out in your voice. Use it with intention. See, because if you know this, and the physics supports this, go back to last week's and the week before broadcast, and I keep them all indexed, so when you click on EarthPulse.com, it says in the middle of the special events, 50 free videos, you know, 50 topics. And actually, that's just a click, takes you into the InfoWarsBand.videos, and then it just chronologically lists them all that I've given. So you can get them all. And I recommend that you do, because these all link up together, all these various messages that we've been giving. And it's a way to get back into Band.videos and share them. That link, at least, you can still share with your friends, and it helps the InfoWars get our messages out, and we all appreciate it. But these tools for transformation really have a lot to do with the sort of reevaluating the things coming out of our mouth, the things going in our ears, and thinking about them deliberately. And when we think about these things deliberately, what happens is we consider the emotion we're feeling, we consider the thought, and that takes us to a higher level of awareness, just that. And as we feel those strong emotions, whatever they are, pay attention to them. And now you control them. Your anger subsides. Those emotions can be controlled by just paying attention to them in that moment. These are simple messages for transforming ourselves, and then we transform the world, which is what we're doing in the InfoWars. You're not just the tip of the spear. You're all of that and more. And thank you for being here this Friday afternoon. This has been Dr. Nick Baker.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.